The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, A Winning Altitude. These airlines not only have a staunch commitment to excellence in the skies, but are also contributing to a better overall experience in traveling and reliability so you can arrive safe and sound at your final destination. Best in sustainability, United Airlines. United puts its money where its mouth is when it comes to sustainability, and they have been leading the charge in ways that have allowed for other airlines to follow suit and the first against climate change. The airline has a goal of reducing 100% of its GHG emissions without relying on traditional carbon offsets. In 2023, United launched the UA Ventures Sustainable Flight Fund and became the first U.S. airline to give customers transparency on each flight's carbon footprint. Best main cabin comfort, Delta Airlines. Let's face it, being able to relax is key when traveling, whether domestically or internationally. Delta's main cabin, also known as economy, doesn't ignore that fact, and as a result, you will typically find newer fleets, in-flight entertainment, and a better overall experience than you'll get with other airlines. The company's Airbus A220 and Airbus A321 Neo also offer a little something extra when it comes to seat widths, 18.6 and 18 inches respectively. Best in-flight food, Turkish Airlines. If there's one thing about Turkish Airlines, it's the consistency. With great service and top-tier food, you may not get Michelin star dining, but for the friendly skies, it will feel pretty close. The airline prides itself on having a dedicated onboard chef to oversee the meals, menus that change according to the season, and dishes that are always prepared for customers with the freshest ingredients. The next article is titled, Damson Idris is a Man of Mystery. One overcast, humid afternoon in March, I am sitting in the historic Beverly Estate in Beverly Hills, where movies like The Godfather and The Bodyguard were filmed. Damson Idris, 32, is in head-to-toe Prada, wearing a twill sweater vest with matching pants. As of last year, he's been an ambassador for the luxury brand, one he spent his first acting paycheck on. His love of fashion comes from his mother, who was shining in an indigo ensemble as his plus one at the 2024 NAACP Image Awards. They have a tight-knit bond. My mother's name is Sil If Ot Ab Ike Idris, the actor says. She is my hero, my best friend, my guru. Something she always reminds me about is to be humble, however high I climb. Staying humble can't be easy when you have a legend of fans who love you. As I look around the sets of our cover shoot, I notice he has the Essence crew smitten. They are hanging on his every word as if he's piercing their hearts. Idris is 6'1". He has deep brown skin and a pearly white smile that glistens. His presence here feels like an answered prayer for the magazine staffers present and for women everywhere. I overhear one crew member empathetically say, "Amen, that's a man." Across from me, Idris is confident with a charisma that reminds you of the old Hollywood greats he speaks of with admiration. He has Sidney Poitier, Marlon Brando, Daniel Day-Lewis, and Denzel Washington on his Mount Rushmore of actors. He says he learns from their roles, their lives, and their ability to maintain a semblance of peace and privacy while navigating a legendary career. Though Idris can make you feel as if you've known him for a lifetime, when you think about it, you realize you don't know much. The actor, born and bred in Southeast London's Peckham District, is an unsolved mystery, and he prefers it that way. With headlines swirling about his love life, a limited social media presence, and a fairly hush-hush approach to the press, he has built an elusive persona, keeping much of the focus on his career. But we can't help but wonder, who is Damson Idris? Take me back to you in Peckham, Southeast London. Who was Adam's son, a lad, Beau Idris? What was he wearing? It's funny when you say Adam's son. I was named after my granddad, Adam Allade Idris, father of all nations. Allade means he who was crowned. Peckham was amazing, man. It had a great sense of community. Everyone knew everyone. I was probably wearing a lot of Nike track suits. You guys say Nike. I was kind of dreaming, man, playing football every day with my friends. I was just like everyone, trying to make it out. You grew up with a single mother. How did that experience shape you? I just have a love for women. My mother is a black woman, and that love stays with me. I feel protected by black women. I feel loved by black women. I feel at home. Essence asked another question. I've heard that you want to start a family of your own one day. You also have 16 nieces and nephews. What would you be like as a parent? Oh man, I'll be the best dad. It doesn't matter what age I'll be. I'll still be the cool dad. Like, yeah, my dad's coming to pick me up from school. I'll just love it, you know? I love kids. Being an uncle is amazing because I get to take the baby and then give it back. But I can't wait to be a father and have a big family. Essence asked another question. What was it that connected between Franklin Saint, the character in Snowfall, and Damson Idris, the person? So many similarities. Growing up in an inner city neighborhood, how you feel as a young black man when you're surrounded by police brutality and drugs, single mother households, a sense of community, and being raised by everyone on your block. I related to him in that sense, but above all, I related to his ambition. That was the biggest thing that drives the character, and that's the biggest thing that drives me. Essence asked, with your NAACP Image Award win for Outstanding Actor in a Drama Series, how does it feel for your work as Franklin's sake to be acknowledged. Robert De Niro once said, "Just be calm when things are going well. Don't think you are on top of the world." That win definitely has me struggling to do that. For the fans, Franklin and John Singleton, it feels like so many of us won. So, what's a lesson you've learned in the industry that you'll carry throughout the rest of your life? The biggest life lesson I've learned is to remain humble. I love the saying, "The giant looks in the mirror and sees nothing." Humility is such an important thing that can take humans far. Essence asked, "The people want to see you in a romantic comedy. If you were cast in one, what would you want the subject to be?" Obviously love, but just real life. Everything we experience today, love is something everyone can relate to, no matter their background. I tend to play really dark characters, but it would be fun to be in the Bahamas on a beach wearing a bunch of oil. There's the highly anticipated Formula One film coming soon. What can you tell us about your role? Formula One is a sport that's ever growing. I play a character named Joshua Pierce. He's a young rookie driver for a team that's kind of at the back of the grid. And then the amazing Brad Pitt. I don't know if you know that guy. He comes in and he kind of helps with the team. I think it's going to be a huge film that's not only great for the movie business, but great for their culture, man. Essence asks another question. Why do you feel like you are one of Essence's sexiest men of the moment? I have no idea, he laughs, but I'm beautiful. I didn't mean that. Yes, you did, replied Essence. If I wasn't me, I'd be like, oh, that guy cares. That guy cares about what he's doing aside from aesthetics or whatever. I think if you care about what you do, that's sexy and that's inspiring. So yeah, maybe that's why I'm sitting here in this chair. Essence asks the final question. Why is it important to keep some of yourself to yourself and away from social media? I think privacy is key. I'll speak to my industry just as an actor and an artist. Someone once said, if they pay to see you for free during the week, they won't pay to see you on the weekend. So I stick to that philosophy. Keep some of that mystique. The next article is titled Discovering Dubai. Essence Ventures VP Content Nandi Howard serves as your guide to one of the world's flossiest destinations. Getting there, fly Emirates, seat business class, experience 8 out of 10. As luxurious as the social media videos on Emirates business class are, my experience measured up to the hype. The customer service, cuisine, and space that I received provided a delightful flight. Where to stay? Four Seasons Resort Dubai at Jumeirah Beach. This beachside resort is a traveler's dream, with the beautiful waters of the Arabian Gulf on one side and Dubai's iconic cityscape on the other. Atlantis, the Palm. While many have set their sights on Atlantis, the Royal, since Queen Beyonce slayed its opening last year, the hotel's sister property, the renowned Atlantis, the Palm, is also a bucket list destination for families, couples, and singles. What to do? Attend Dubai Fashion Week. The event, founded by Dubai Design District and the Arab Fashion Council is a gathering of fashion luminaries. Beyond the runways, enjoy citywide activities such as exclusive dinners, brand activations, trunk shows, and more. September 1st through the 5th, 2024. Tour Old Dubai, a trek to this historic district located on the banks of the Dubai Creek, gives a glimpse of the city's past. The creek, once the entryway to the Gulf's most successful pearl diving port, fishermen and merchants still traverse its calm waters. The neighborhood is home to some of the area's finest cultural gems, including Al Fahidi Fort, the oldest building in the city, built in 1781. Learn more about Emirati traditions at the Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum Center for Cultural Understanding. Visit the souks, part of Old Dubai. Merchants have been peddling their wares at Dubai's iconic souks since the 1900s. Gold, perfumes, and textiles are still sold in the markets of Deri. The exotic aromas of the spice souk are legendary, and its stalls are filled with seasonings such as the popular thyme-based herb mixed za'atar, used to flavor bread and meats. Souks tend to close for long lunch breaks, so plan to visit in the late afternoon or early evening. Find adventure on a desert safari. Operators of desert experiences in Dubai, such as Platinum Heritage, highlight local culture with luxury expeditions. These feature camps in private, royal desert retreats, and wildlife drives in the Dubai Desert Conservation Reserve. Where to eat or Folly Bros? Celebrity chef Mohammed Ofali has joined forces with his siblings, Wasim and Omar, for his casual bistro that breaks boundaries in Middle Eastern cuisine. Local produce and seasonality is a priority, so there is always something special on the menu. You'll have to order the guess what dish to find out what's in it. 11 Woodfire. Discover original culinary creations at this Michelin star restaurant located in a villa on Jumeirah Beach Road. The spot is chic but casual and welcomes diners to gather around a warm fire. Chef Akmal Anwar focuses on simplicity while celebrating the allure of natural flavors. The next article is titled The Black-Owned Business of Travel. These enterprises, organizations, and communities will show you the world in a whole new way. Although Black people are a minority, the Pew Research Center notes that only 14.4% of the U.S. population is Black. We have a lot of purchasing power. In a report by CNBC, Black people's buying power in 2019 was $1.4 trillion, and that number is expected to hit $1.8 trillion this year. Yet, some companies and brands deliberately exclude Black consumers. This state of affairs is reflected across many industries, including the travel space, where diversity, representation, and inclusion are lacking. Given that Black Americans spent over $100 billion on leisure travel in 2019, according to the Black Traveler Report published by MMGY Global. As you book your next vacation, consider supporting an enterprise that is helping to create one-of-a-kind experiences for Black people by Black people. Pack your bags. Wonder Lane. The vibrant colors and patterns printed on Wonder Lane luggage are inspired by the travels of entrepreneur and globetrotter Tina Wales. The brand offers travel solutions from an overnight bag and packing cubes to a self-care kit for long flights, a carry-on suitcase, and magnetic silicone travel bottles. The complete line of sustainable travel accessories can be found at Target or online at WNDRLN.com. That again is WNDRLN.com. Men Key Blue. There's a reason Men Key Blue was a winner on America's Big Deal. The brand has streamlined travel with stylish, functional, and practical bags created by Shuriel Moose. The day bags and backpacks come with a collapsible utility shelf, allowing you to customize your organization. Minky's Blue's packing solutions are designed to fit everything you need for exploring your destination and navigating airports, a change of clothes, your laptop, an extra pair of shoes, and even your lunch, all in one bag. MinkyBlue.com. MinkyBlue.com. Travel Tribes Black Inn. The brainchild of world travelers and industry trailblazers Martinique Lewis and Ashley Company, Black Inn was created to connect Black jet setters around the world. The company also curates itineraries that center the Black experience in countries such as Belize, Amsterdam, Puerto Rico, and Costa Rica throughout the year. If that isn't enough, the business goes even further, partnering with Black-owned tour operators, restaurants, and hotels to continue circulating the Black dollar. ABCTravelNetwork.com. ABCTravelNetwork.com. Single Parents Who Travel. 10 years ago, Tomika Anderson founded Single Parents Who Travel as an online community to connect like-minded single-parent explorers. Today, her group has expanded to more than 10,000 global members in a partnership with travel services company Platinum Plus Vacations. Anderson assists families in planning vacations by offering all-inclusive luxury travel that centers parents and child while also providing flexible payment plans. In addition, she hosts annual trips to destinations such as Costa Rica, Mexico, and Dubai for group members and their kids. SingleParentsWhoTravel.com. SingleParentsWhoTravel.com. Outdoor Inclusion Coalition. Segregation and Jim Crow laws affected Black people in every sphere, including restricting their ability to enjoy some state parks and public outdoor spaces. Although we are several decades past that era, organizations like the Outdoor Inclusion Coalition are doing the work to ensure diversity and equity in nature's spaces. Founder Marcus actively promotes travel to the state parks in Pennsylvania, and the coalition has also curated programs centered around activities like skiing, climbing, and camping to draw underrepresented people to the great outdoors. THEOIC.org. Check into a bed and breakfast. Celeste Bed and Breakfast. There is no better feeling than being welcomed in a home away from home, especially when you are surrounded by kinfolk. And that's what you'll get in Pensacola, Florida, where you stay at Celeste Bed and Breakfast since they opened the business in April 2023, siblings Cornelia Robinson Edwards and Gerald Robinson have aimed to provide unmatched Southern hospitality and charm that will make you feel like family from the moment you walk through the door. Moorhead Manor Bed and Breakfast. Over two decades ago, Monica and Danielle Edwards launched Moorhead Manor in Durham, North Carolina. The rooms were designed with relaxation in mind, free from televisions and distractions. The spot is a quaint respite, centrally located just blocks away from top attractions. Guests can spend time in the outdoor space or unwind with movies, books, and games in one of the common areas. And it doesn't get much better than welcoming travelers into your home with fresh baked desserts like carrot cake and pies. Moorheadmanor.com. Secure a tour. Underground concierge. When you reach a destination, you should fully dive into it by booking a tour with local guides who can take you beyond tourist areas and attractions and give you an experience you can't get on your own. In New Orleans, the person you need is Ari Oliver of Underground Concierge. Oliver offers customized itineraries, consultations, and full-on tour services. You will eat, drink, shop, and live like a local with the help of one of the Big Easy's best. Instagram.com/underground concierge. Maximum impact travel. After exploring the continent for himself and realizing that Africa looks completely different from the images seen in Western media, Jay Cameron started Maximum Impact Travel. His services are tailored to tourists interested in experiencing the homeland and the African diaspora. Whatever you choose to explore, from historic sites to breathtaking shoreline views, Cameron's expertise can guide you as you experience an unforgettable journey through the motherland. MaximumImpactTravel.com. Afro-Latina Travels with Kim Haas. A report by the Pew Research Center revealed that 1/4 of the roughly 600 million people in Latin America have African ancestry. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.